Is that you, babe?
Space Cowboy. I've been enamored with space since my parents, as a young kid, took me to the Johnson Space Center. It's just like this place I'd like to go. I just don't like small places, so I'd never make it in one of them capsules. Let's bring Kevin back into the conversation. We've got Kevin Schlender, the historian for the Lowell Observatory. We're visiting and we're talking about the big words on their website. Kevin, again, I want to thank you for taking the time this Saturday morning to join us and the Arizona homeowners at Rosie on the House.
Well, thanks for having us, and good music choice.
Okay, so we covered extragalactic star formation. What's an astrophysical ice laboratory?
Well, you know, if we're going to study things in space, it's nice to have in the laboratory to be able to recreate the conditions. And so at Northern Arizona University, they have a lab there that one of our astronomers, Will Grundy, works at. Actually, a couple of them. Jennifer Hanley is another one, and they study ices in the outer solar system, you know, Pluto and even further. And so in this laboratory, they recreate the very cold conditions to where they can study in a lab setting what different ices do, depending on what the ices are made of. I mean, we're used to water ice, but, you know, different elements freeze at different temperatures and everything. So by understanding in the laboratory how these ices work, that helps them interpret observations they make of those distant planets.
Interesting. And what is an astro alert?
An astro alert
that sounds
is
scary.
It's actually a friendly thing. It's a news bulletin, you know, just kind of some fun story about astronomy that our deputy director for science, Michael West writes. Michael is a gifted writer who, when he's not doing research, he writes books and articles for newspapers and magazines. And really, it's really fun to read because one of the things that he does is not just look at the facts and figures of astronomy, but kind of put it in context with how does that affect us as humans? You know, looking at some of the bigger pictures like, you know, that we all have asked somewhere along the way, are we alone in the universe? And what would it mean to find, you know, another planet that's like Earth? And, you know, how does music and astronomy, how do they overlap? You know, just things that we ask as humans, that, you know, that kind of humanity side of us. And so Astro Alerts captures a lot of that kind of different look at things.
And I love y'all's outreach program. They have Lowell Observatory Camp for Kids, LOC. Yesterday, you could have had your kid in a hour and a half presentation on, it was Newton's Law, right? Yeah, Newton's Law, force and motion. 3 to 5 year old presentation on Newton's Law. Now, how cool is that?
Kevin, it does stay so full that you would want to make reservations and, I mean, do...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the outreach goes back, if I can go back just a little bit, to Percival Lowell, our founder. And he's, you know, he wanted to study Mars and wanted to study the solar system, but he was also a writer, a gifted writer and very popular speaker. And he said to set forth science in a popular, that is, in a generally understandable form, is as obligatory as to present it in a more technical manner. If people are to benefit from it, it must be expressed to their comprehension. So, you know, what's the point of doing research unless you share it with the public at large? And that's one of the basic missions of Lowell Observatory, is to carry out research and to share it. And what we found through the years is, you know, students often get astronomy in classrooms, for instance, third grade or fifth grade or whatever. But kids are sponges, and 3 years old and 4 and 5 years old, before they even get to, you know, kindergarten, that's when they're learning so much basic information about life and, you know, the universe around them. And historically, we don't think about teaching astrophysics. Mm-hmm. I'm using a bigger word, but, you know, astronomy or technical stuff to kids that age. But it's amazing. You know, I hate to use the word dummy down. It's more of making it appropriate for their age range. And so, you know, for those LOCS programs, we have the kids with their parents. It's a really neat opportunity to do a learning experience with kids that age. And they're so much fun. They're hands-on activities, but with this different science theme. And they're really popular because, you know, we're seeing what an impact this kind of activity can have at that age. So, you know, they're not sitting in a classroom with computers and wearing nerd glasses and stuff like that. It's, you know, showing the science is so much fun. It's just exploring and understanding the universe around them and doing it in a fun way that also helps, you know, the kids and their parents or grandparents bond in a really fun experience.
Yeah, and then you take them from the observatory camp for kids, and then you move them into a junior astronomer program as well. Folks, we're here with Kevin Schlinder, the historian for Lowell Observatory. We're going to be back, and we're going to be talking about what your opportunities are as an adult or as a family to get up to the observatory and do some observing.